Hello again. You're listening to the news at one, and we continue this lunchtime with news that the North's Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, is not to be prosecuted in connection with alleged breaches of COVID-19 restrictions at the funeral of senior Republican Bobby Storey in Belfast last summer. Northern Ireland's Public Prosecution Service this morning said it could not prove there had been a breach of regulations to the standard required for a prosecution. The funeral was one of the most controversial events to occur during the coronavirus pandemic in the North. More than 1,000 people lined the streets for the funeral procession at a time when strict limits on such events were in place. Well, we can talk now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who has more on this. Vincent, the background, the context to the Prosecution Service's decision today, why the decision not to, to proceed with prosecutions?
Well, Brad, just worth remembering the controversy this caused last June. She said at the time regulations stipulated that public gatherings were limited to 30 people. It says, and more than 1,000 people, some say up to 2,000, attended the funeral of Bobby Storey. Now, they included senior Sinn Féin members, Michelle O'Neill, Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister and the party Vice President, the party's Finance Minister at Stormont, Conor Murphy, the party President, Mary Lou MacDonald, and former party leader Gerry Adams also took part in this funeral. And there was outrage from the other political parties because they said Sinn Féin was not adhering to the guidelines that they were encouraging other members of the public to adhere to. Now, Michelle O'Neill has consistently said that she acted within public health guidelines. So what happened was that the PSNI, because this was highly sensitive, Brian, they appointed an outside police force to investigate. And after a 5-month investigation, during which 24 elected representatives of Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland were interviewed, a file was sent to the Public Prosecution Service in December. Now, we got the outcome, today's decision. The decision is not to prosecute. And the Director of Public Prosecutions, he said, because of the sensitivities and controversy surrounding this funeral, he issued a detailed statement setting out why that is. He said it simply hadn't met the evidential test. Now, there were two main reasons, Brian. He said that there were many changes to regulations since we first introduced in March of last year. In fact, there were 9 separate changes up to the time of the funeral, including on the eve before the funeral itself. So he said at that stage, the regulations had become difficult to navigate, and in certain respects, he said the regulations were inconsistent. He also said that the organisers of the funeral and police had engaged beforehand in order to try to strike some kind of balance, he said, between the sensitivity of the occasion and minimising any risk to public health. Health and safety. Now, he pointed out, Brian, that prosecutions can only be brought where available evidence provides a reasonable prospect of proving beyond reasonable doubt a breach of the criminal law. And he said because of these factors, the lack of clarity around the regulations and the fact that the organisers and police had engaged beforehand meant that there simply wasn't that prospect. He said that those two points would pose what he called an insurmountable difficulty if any of the reported individuals were prosecuted. So therefore, none of the 24 people interviewed as part of this in police investigation will face any further legal action.
The attendance, people will recall, of so many leading Sinn Féin figures at the funeral caused considerable political controversy at the time. Is this decision likely to lead to further political tensions?
I would certainly likely who it is, Brian, that it will, yes, because as you say, back at the time, the other 4 members of the power sharing administration at Stormont said that Michelle O'Neill should have stepped aside for the duration of the police investigation. They said she should have issued a full public apology. Now, Michelle O'Neill said she would never apologise for attending the funeral of a friend, but later did acknowledge that her attendance and the large crowd at the funeral had undermined public health messaging. Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill, up to the funeral, Brian, had conducted joint press conferences on a weekly basis to provide COVID-19 updates. Arlene Foster and the DUP halted that process. They pulled out. There were no joint press conferences for more than 2 months until Michelle O'Neill said she acknowledged the damage that had been caused to the public health messaging. So despite what's been said today, it's unlikely that the critics, and particularly the DUP, will change their minds. While there are no prosecutions, the DUP are likely to say that as far as they're concerned, using the eyes in their head, as I've said repeatedly, they believe that regulations, certainly the spirit of regulations at least, were broken. So I'd imagine when we hear from Arlene Foster later today, this will not be the end of the matter.
Right. Michelle O'Neill, though, has already issued a statement, again, apologising for any hurt she says she caused.
That's right, she has indeed. She said she apologises for any hurt caused to Bobby Storey's family and to others, she said, who were thrust into the limelight at a time of immense grief. She acknowledged as well that her actions at the time gave the impression that the rules did not apply to everyone equally. And then she said, let me say clearly, they do. So she doesn't get into the politics of this decision, but the PPS, she's kept the statement quite personal, saying that she once again apologises for any hurt caused by her attendance at the funeral.
Vincent Kearney, Northern Editor, thank you very much for that.